Thank you, Mr. Chair. As noted in our previous intervention and also in your introduction of this section is of course clearly linked to the characterization section that we have discussed earlier today. We've also noted that the title of this section has changed from general commitments to general considerations, but as the content has not been altered in the revision, it is clear to my delegation that this section is phrased as a set of positive and negative considerations. And I think that my Filipino colleague just now also recognized that. In our view, these are based on the existing normative framework, namely international law and in particular IHL. Hence, in our view, this section is also closely related to Section 3, the application of international law. In our understanding, fully autonomous weapon systems are weapon systems that are not under meaningful human control. These weapon systems cannot be used in compliance with international law, as humans are not in a position to make informed, conscious decisions about the use of these weapons. Thus far, the Netherlands has taken the position that the consideration as written in 2A flows from this understanding of international law. Similarly, consideration 2B reiterates what is already well established in international law, irrespective if a weapon system is autonomous or not. Turning to consideration 2C, the wording "sufficient high degree of reliability and predictability" raises several questions to my delegation, and we would welcome more debate on what is exactly meant by this, and we would hope that the delegations advocating for these terms use this debate to explain this better to us so that we can reach a shared understanding. As mentioned throughout the GGE by several delegations, no military has the intention or an interest in developing a weapon system that they cannot control or that has effect that cannot be foreseen by the commander or operator of the system or that does not comply with the requirements of IHL. Mr. Chair, our delegation reads consideration 2D as introducing a number of potential limits on the use of autonomous weapon systems to ensure human control. As noted in previous interventions, the necessity and scope of these limits are context-specific, and we are of the view that the importance of context and circumstances of the use of autonomous weapon systems could be better reflected in the text. Moreover, because there are many variables that influence the context in which a weapon system is used, such as the type of weapon system, the targets to be engaged, and the future of operations, we believe that these limits can only be set in generic terms. And in this context, allow me to recall the remarks by the German delegation today as well as last week, who observed that IHL is also phrased in quite generic terms, and which allows that those who need to implement IHL to make context-specific judgments on the use of force in compliance with their obligations. Hence, the reference to further regulations in this part raises questions with my delegations. With regard to point I, we note that the suggested limitation to military objective by nature raises some questions and should be discussed further. One unwanted consequence of such provision could be that actors can misuse civilian vehicles and infrastructures to avoid being targeted. We would welcome further discussion on what only military objectives by nature are, and in this context we also like to mention the remarks made by a Swiss colleague who identified a similar problem. With regard to point 2 or Roman I 2, my delegation would like to stress once again that such limitations are context specific, and hence we have doubts that it is useful to go beyond the generic terms in which the current text is phrased. Similarly, the requirements for human-machine interaction are dependent on the weapon system, the context in which the system is used, and the target. And in our view, going beyond these generic terms would not be future-proof nor exhaustive for all situations of potential use. Thank you, Mr. Chair.